You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we are continuing our sermon series, moving beyond racism to establish liberty and justice for all. And today we ask the question, shouldn't all Black lives matter? In fact, shouldn't all lives matter? We've heard the phrase, and it's been used by many that are protesting Black lives matter over the that are protesting over the death of George Floyd at the hands of a police officer in Minneapolis. But how about David Patrick Underwood? Did his life matter? How about David Dorn? Did his life matter? How about Italia Marie Kelly? Did her life matter? How about Chris Beeney? Did his life matter? These are all Blacks or mixed race individuals who have been killed during the riots in various cities. Rioting started on May 28th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, over the death of George Floyd, who was allegedly murdered by police officer Derek Chauvin. Since then, the riots have spread to major cities like New York City, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Oakland, Louisville, and St. Louis. On May 29th, David Patrick Underwood, 53 years old, was killed during riots in Oakland, California. Underwood, according to police, was trying to keep the peace during riots when he was fatally shot. My brother, David Patrick Underwood, a federal officer, was murdered 5/29/20 in Oakland, California, while on duty during the riots, Underwood's sister wrote on her Facebook page, "This violence must stop." David Dorn, on the night of June 1st, David Dorn, a 77-year-old retired St. Louis, Missouri police captain, was shot and killed by looters who broke into a pawn shop. Dorn's murder was allegedly streamed live on Facebook, but has since been taken down. On the evening of May 31st, 22-year-old Italia Marie Kelly, a biracial woman, was killed in a random shooting as she was leaving a protest in Davenport, Iowa. Kelly had been attending a protest after work in support of George Floyd, but decided to leave when the crowd became unruly. That's when police say Kelly was struck by a random bullet, likely killing her instantly. On May 30th, Chris Beeney, a 38-year-old real estate broker and former Indiana University football player, was shot and killed by rioters in Indianapolis, Indiana, who were on a robbing spree. An eyewitness said Beeney had been trying to stop two thieves from robbing two women of their purses, telling them, "You don't need to do this. There's a better way." The thieves then shot Beeney, killing him. Do their lives matter? There was actually in Chicago just recently the most deadly day on record. Actually, 18 murders. Most of the victims were Black. Most of the perpetrators were Black. The police weren't involved in any of these. Have you heard about this? About what is happening up there? Have you heard about these murders? Do you see people protesting these 18 lives that were killed senselessly by other Black men? A hardworking father killed just before 1 a.m. A Westside High School student murdered 2 hours later. A man killed amid Southside looting at a cell phone store at 12:30 p.m. A college freshman who hoped to become a correctional officer gunned down at 4:25 p.m. after getting into an argument in Inglewood. While Chicago was roiled by another day of protest and looting in the wake of George Floyd's murder, 18 people were killed Sunday, May 31st, making it the single most violent day in Chicago in six decades, according to the University of Chicago Crime Lab. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Hello.
Amen. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page where you can not only hear the show but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over 20 to ask your question is to head over to our Facebook video. You can get there one of two ways. Either go directly to Facebook, click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. Of course, sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer problems over there. Of course, we'll always verbally describe everything here on the radio for those that are just listening to the radio. We also want to let you know that today is Saturday, and A Faster PC on Saturdays has technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. So we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Again, 7190 South US 1. And we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So, you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Computer problems? You need A Faster PC. All right. We are here ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call. And, hey, we want to answer your computer questions. And I know, you know, we've gone over several questions in the past shows. By the way, all of our past shows, they're available for you to watch. You can actually head over to our Facebook page, and you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. We have so many shows ready for you to watch so that you can see this, but we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. You can ask your questions one of two ways. Again, either call our show, 772-340-1590, or head on over to our Facebook page. Type your question into the comment section, and we will answer your question there as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. One of the things that we were talking about over the last few weeks is we've actually been talking using cloud storage and some of the ways that you can use cloud storage and what cloud storage is and how you can do that. So one of the things I wanted to do today is just actually show you, and I've talked about this in the past few weeks, how I use cloud storage and how it actually works for me. One of the things that I do with cloud storage is as I mentioned, I have a file that I use, or some files that I use for trading options that do change. These files change on a regular basis, multiple times a day. Anytime I make a change to one of the trades, I actually save the file. Sometimes I make mistakes. And if I make a mistake, I need to really go back to a previous version and then redo all the calculations. And typically, I'm not only buying an option, I'm also selling an option. So if I sell an option and that option expires worthless, or I buy it back at a loss, or buy it back at a gain, if I buy it back at a gain, I reduce the cost of my long leg with what I gained on the short leg. If I buy it back at a loss, I increase the cost of my long leg by that amount. So this is something that I do and just to help me get keep track of my profitability of the trade, so I can know when it's profitable, how profitable it is, whether it's not profitable, how unprofitable it is, and I continue to do that. But you know, again, sometimes I make mistakes, and so I'm going to show you how I can actually go through actually looking at this and so that you can actually see the steps, so that you know. This might not be something that you may not use it for the same application, but I can show you and explain to you in just a few minutes here how this could actually work for you as well. So one of the things that I'm going to do in just a second, I'm going to actually share my screen so that you can actually see the steps that I go through. But before that, I'm going to actually go over to our live Facebook video, get a watch party started, because I want my friends to be able to watch a Faster PC Radio. And of course, if you're listening right now, or maybe you're watching on Facebook, we would encourage you, hey, don't keep this information to yourself. If you can actually share this information with your friends, then your friends can know this information as well. So I have that started. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually go over to Facebook, or excuse me, go back over to my streaming software. I'm going to go to my full screen so that you can actually see the screen. And this is for those who are on Facebook. You can actually see the screen. And, you know, if you're not watching at Facebook right now, that's okay. You can watch at your convenience. But what I'll do, I'll go back over to my browser. In my browser, I'm going to open up a new tab, and I do that by clicking on this little plus symbol to the right of my tabs. You see all the tabs that I have open. I've actually closed a lot of them recently. But anyway, what I'm going to do, I use Dropbox. I've mentioned this before for this purpose. This is, by the way, the only thing I really use Dropbox for. But, you know, of course, I could use it for other things, but I go to Dropbox.com. And it should actually load me in, log me in automatically here, and it does. So what I can see here is I can see that there's various files. Now my SPX, that's short for, well, that's the index for the S&P 500. This file, like I said, does change often. I can actually click on these three little dots. There's three little dots to the right, and Let me just explain this for those that are listening that aren't watching the video. And by the way, again, you can go to our Facebook page at your convenience and you'll be able to see this. But what I see is that there's a list of recent files. And with those recent files, I can actually, to the right of the name of the file, there is a share button and there's also three dots. If I click on those three dots, I can actually, let me see, click on these three dots. Let me see, it's not doing what I'm used to it doing. Let's see here. So when I click on those three dots, it should actually give me an option. Let me see, maybe I need to actually go into the document. Yeah. Okay, it can't be previewed. So typically it gives me like a version history when I click on those three dots. Let me just go back to Dropbox again. So I do this on a regular basis, but they, you know, sometimes places change the way they do things and don't really tell you. Let me see, maybe I need to right click. No. Right click on here. Nope. So I click. Okay, so that's actually opening. I might have to during the break take a look at this and why this isn't working quite like it normally does. Typically, I just click on these and I have some other options where I can actually go back and look at a previous version. Now, when I click on it, it does give me some other options here. Share with Dropbox, connected apps. So this is not not doing exactly what I wanted to show you. So I'll have to come back after the break and just check and see why this isn't working like it should. That is a little bit odd. They might have changed the way they do things, but I'll actually like I said, I'll actually show. But the way that this can actually be helpful, and by the way, not all cloud storage does back up this way, where you can actually go back to a previous version. Some cloud storage, actually, what they do is you're actually with cloud storage on some of them, if you change the file, they store that new file name and not the old file, not the old version. And really, it's helpful, especially, you know, if it's a file that can be changed on a regular basis. You know, think about, and we'll talk a little bit about this, but think about a crypto locker infection. What if you're tricked into opening one of those emails that has an attachment, and that attachment doesn't look like it opens, but actually it does open, and it starts encrypting your data. And then after a period of time when all of your data, your files, your emails, not your emails, but your photos, your documents, your PDFs, when those are all encrypted, you actually get a notice that your files are encrypted and you need to actually pay money to get them back. Well, if you have cloud storage, you can actually go back to a previous version. If the cloud storage stores a previous version, you can do that. So we'll show a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
And businesses.
That's right, you do. And we are here. We're ready to answer your questions. And we want to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, or just type your questions into the comment section. And we do have a caller on the line. We have Barbara. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
We've been talking about encryption. Now, if you have your computer off, does it still encrypt all your data?
Yeah, so what happens with these crypto locker infections is that typically you're tricked into opening an attachment that comes in typically by an email, It could actually also be a link on a website, but typically it comes in an email. Some of the times what we've seen is we've seen something that comes in that says, we're FedEx, we can't find you, we have a package to deliver to you, we can't find where you are, please let us know, and you actually, you know, there's a document here, you can open the document, it'll give you information about this package. Well, people don't want to be without getting a package from FedEx, so they open the document. Or it could be one of the things that I've received. I don't know. I know Cliff has a lot of. And by the way, Cliff is back in the studio today. And by the way, Cliff, I know that it is Ray that was filling in for you when you were out.
I'm not sure because I wasn't here.
You weren't here. Well, there were people that were asking him if he's your son.
Oh, yeah. He said that somebody asked him if he was Cliff Jr.
Yes.
But I had to correct everybody. I am Cliff Jr. Actually, my dad passed away a couple years ago. But actually, Ray can be Cliff the Third. How's that?
Okay. Well, that was pretty funny. But anyway, one of the things, I know Cliff has a lot of email addresses. I have a lot of email addresses. One of the things I've seen quite a bit lately is I have seen several emails that claim to be from Intuit, and they even have Intuit's website, and they say, by the way, here's your invoice for services that we provided, and the invoice is attached. Well, I can tell you, first of all, that the work that they're describing is not any work that I had done, and if I were to be tricked into opening that, I can tell you that bad things would happen. So what happens? Your computer's on, you open one of these attachments, and it doesn't look like it opens, actually. You may even try to open. We've had some customers that say, you know why, I tried to open it, but it didn't open. Well, they're expecting a file to open. They're expecting it to be what it says it is, but it's not that. What it actually is, it's actually a program that starts encrypting your data. So your computer is on at the time. Now, if you did turn your computer off, immediately you realize what had happened, then, you know, it probably would only have encrypted just a few files. You could then take your computer into a computer repair store like a Faster PC, and your computer, you know, that infection, could be cleaned up, and you would be spared that information. But the thing is, what we've seen happen, and really why this, having some type of backup that's not actually attached to your computer right at that time, or if it is attached, it's in a format that these CryptoLocker infections are not going to affect. And why that's important is that let's say you have a backup, but the files on your computer are encrypted, and the files on your backup are encrypted. Well, if that's the case, you have no access to your files, and you can't open them up without paying. One customer even tried to pay one of these. I mean, they're scammers. They're really criminals. They're thugs. But they're working. What they're doing is like cyber. They're holding your data hostage, and we've even seen, and one of our customers tried to pay them, and he couldn't, because once the hosting company realized that this was a scam and that it was fraudulent, they actually shut the website down, so he actually couldn't pay. But there have been even big cities, major cities, that have been affected. Even Stewart here locally was affected by one of these types of infections. So it's important that you first of all, don't open these types of emails. You know, FedEx can find you. I can guarantee you that. UPS can find you. The U.S. Postal Service can find you. They're at your house every single day. Amazon can find you, by the way. They have their vans out there going all over the place to find to find people and to deliver packages. So don't fall for and if you receive an email that says it's an invoice and you know that you haven't done any that type of work or you haven't contracted with anyone for that type of work, it's not like someone's actually, you know, this is a legal notice. If you don't respond within a certain period of time, we're going to file a lawsuit or anything like that. You know, even if it said something like that, don't fall for it. You don't want to open the attachment. But if you do, you know, you want to realize that, you know, if you can shut down your computer as quickly as you can, like you were mentioning, you know, then the program's not there in the background backing up your encrypting your data. Also, you want to take some precautions ahead of time to protect you against a few things. There's a few things that we have seen over the years that have happened. You know, one, what we're talking about right now is your data being encrypted. Well, if your data is encrypted and your backup's encrypted and your backup doesn't have redundant copies like last week's copy or yesterday's copy or a month ago's copy, and typically the cloud storage will... Yeah, some of them will keep just one copy, which means that that's the current copy. So if your data on your hard drive is encrypted, then your data on the backup is going to be encrypted as well. Other services like Carbonite is one of them, Dropbox is one of them. They will keep multiple versions of the file on backed up, so you can go back to yesterday's version or the day before that's version or the day before that's version. So we talked about encryption. How about some other ways that people lose data? Well, people lose data from sabotage. We had just recently, it wasn't just recently, this was a few years ago, a company called us because they had just released an employee. And ironically, right after they released their employee, they couldn't log into QuickBooks. Their QuickBooks data was corrupted. Well, they had Carbonite backup, and we were able to go in with Carbonite, freeze their backup, which means it stops backing up, and then we can go back and we can download. You know, we downloaded the day before's version. We downloaded the day before that in a few different versions just to make sure, you know, because we didn't know which version was going to work. And one thing about cloud backup and cloud storage, when you're downloading it, it does take some time to get it onto your computer. So their internet was slow, and even if it was fast, Carbonite will kind of throttle the download. So we actually had several different versions of the file that we were downloading, and we did that over the weekend, came back Monday morning, we were able to get into their system, able to get a version that actually worked. You know, by the way, that's not the first time we've seen an employee or an ex-employee sabotage data. You know, this could even happen at your home if you fall out of favor with someone that's living at your house. Also, in addition, we've seen theft. Imagine if you have your computer at your desk, or you know, maybe it's your work computer, and you have a backup right next to it. Someone breaks in and they want to steal your computer. Well, chances are they're going to take your backup also. We've had customers that have had that. Well, what if you have a fire? We've had customers that have had their computer and their backup destroyed by a fire. So you want to have, if you're backing up to a hard drive, you want to have multiple copies of that. Have more than one, or a thumb drive or something like that, a jump drive. You want to have multiple copies of your data, and some of them you want to be off-site. If you have a trusted relative or a safety deposit box, you can actually take your data there. Even if it's in the trunk of your car, that's a different location than where, you know, unless your computer's in the trunk of your car. You want to put some separation between your computer and one copy of your backup. And then you kind of rotate, you know, it's definitely okay to have a copy of your backup at your location, but you want to be swapping that out. You know, there are some other ways to do this. You can use the Windows backup, or Acronis has backup software where you can back up, and it's really in a proprietary format. We also have made backup scripts, and for some companies, we have actually backed up their data and then zipped the file and then changed and zipped it in such a way that it changes the extension so that it's not a common extension that anyone else or that any of these thugs would be looking for to encrypt the internals of that. But again, you know, you still want to be swapping those out so that you can protect yourself or have cloud storage, cloud backup, that's going to save multiple copies, multiple versions of your file so that you can go back and get that file if you lose it.
Well, the reason I asked was I don't have, you know, a lot of files and folders and things, but the reason I asked was because I had a multiple email. I realized that they were nasty. I did kind of like preview it because I have Comcast, the Xfinity. So I kind of previewed it, and I realized it was nasty. So I put it in spam, and then I scrolled down my email, and I found some more, and I put them in spam. And I haven't been on my computer now in about 3 weeks. That's why I was wondering, would my computer be all messed up, even though it was shut off?
Yeah, well, this type of crypto locker infection, the way it happens, it's not just by receiving an email. There's actually an attachment, and if you open that attachment, that's when it can be dangerous. And if you did that, and I apologize, but because of the feedback, I didn't hear everything that was said. But if you did open an attachment, then I would suggest having the computer scanned just to make sure that that is clean. We can also back up your data. You know, one thing about when we talk about data, you know, what we're talking about is we're talking about pictures. We're talking about Word documents. We're talking about Excel documents. We're talking about PDF documents. It could be your taxes. It could be a picture of your grandkids. It could be a picture of your spouse, a picture of your son, picture of your parents. Some of those pictures, some of the people may not even be alive again anymore, so you may not be able to get those pictures again. Or, you know, even if you went to the same place with the same people and you retook the pictures, it would be different than what it was before. So you don't want to lose that type of stuff. And so, you know, if you did open an attachment, you know, we could scan just to make sure that things are that you don't have any infections. And we can also just check and make sure that you know, we could also back up your data if you know, whatever files you do have, if they are important to you, it's important to back them up and to back them up in such a way that you have some redundancy so that, you know, for instance, if you have your backup attached to your computer and your computer is hit with one of these crypto locker infections, and this is just a file backup, and the file backup is attached to the computer, that will be encrypted also. And so, again, you want to have multiple copies and maybe even disconnect the backup when you're not using it to make sure that you're not having any situations like that. So hopefully that answers your question. And, of course, we're at 772-878-5978 if you need more help. You're listening to a Faster PC radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And, you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there. After the show's over, you can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. To answer your questions, now one of the things we've been talking about cloud storage and also about version history in your cloud storage. If you do use cloud storage, making sure you have cloud storage that has version history so that you can go back to a previous version and you can actually restore that previous version. Now, we did talk about, I mentioned in the last segment, that Carbonite is one of the online backups that will store versions, various versions of the file. So with Carbonite, one of the things that happens is you typically call their support. If you have a problem where you need to get your data back, you call their support and you're able to get that data back. They freeze the backup, and then you're able to choose which version you download. But we have on the line, we have a caller. We have Sylvia on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Sylvia. How can we help you?
Thank you for having me. You know, I listen, but I don't call all the time, only when I have a problem. Okay, listen.
Okay.
I installed a virus protection. It's ABS or something like that. And
okay, fast.
I called it, and then it told me to click here to do your first thing, which I did. I clicked it, and nothing happened. So I picked my mouse, and I stroll around, and it just completely froze the computer. And I never froze before, because that computer is too old. So anyway, I shut it off on the tower. And can you believe it did not come back on to this day? So I opened it up, and I was Googling stuff, and it's telling me now what could it be. Maybe two things. The battery. What was the battery? But the battery apparently was the motherboard, I understand. And or the power. That power thing, no, that's action there. So is that what you think is maybe wrong with it?
Yeah, so is this a desktop computer or a laptop computer?
No, it's a desktop.
Okay, so every computer has a battery that and typically a lot of times they're a coin battery, a 3-volt coin battery, and that stores, when the computer's off and there's no power supply to the motherboard, it stores information such as the date, the time, what type of hard drive you have, what your boot sequence is. By boot sequence, you can boot from, let's say, first your hard drive, then your CD-ROM drive. If you have a floppy drive, you know, a lot of people don't have floppy drives anymore, but you would be able to choose that boot sequence there. What you're actually looking at there is being able to choose that, you know, if that battery goes low, then you no longer have that information in the system, and so your computer may not, you know, it may come up, it may tell you that the date and time aren't set, that some of the settings aren't set. You have to go into the BIOS settings, so you can actually typically on a computer, it'll tell you which key to press. Might be F2, might be delete. It's different for different computers, but you can go into the motherboard and motherboard BIOS. It is a little bit tricky in there sometimes, but you can change set the date, set the time, set your boot preference if you can do that. But really, what you probably want to do is have that battery replaced, because they don't cost very much, and you might be able to do it yourself. I mean, if you were doing it yourself, you'd want to pull the power on the computer, press the power button just to make sure there's no issues there, that you don't have any power to the motherboard. Touch some bare metal on the computer, and then you can use a little screwdriver. Look for the coin battery. Let me see if I don't know if I have one around here. I do actually. So let me actually show you what this looks like. So for those that are watching on the live Facebook video, you can actually see this. It's just a little coin. Looks about the size of a nickel, but it's a 5-volt coin battery. They're very inexpensive, and there's typically a lever, by the way. Be cautious when you're removing the battery. We've had customers that have ripped the connectors right off of their motherboard, and we could resolder it, but it would be a lot less expensive just to have us replace it to begin with. Now, I'm not saying that you would do this, but just make sure that you don't damage the motherboard, because this has to be make connection in there. So So that's, you could replace the battery and then reset it up, or if you brought it into the shop, we could do that for you and make sure that that's all good.
Okay, Brian, can you hear me?
Yes.
Brian. Okay, I just put new battery in it. The battery is a very old battery. It's been laying around for many years. So I'm going to go out today with the new battery first. And if that don't work, I want to check the power supply. It's supposed to be those two things, either the power supply or the battery, right?
Well, is the computer... I think you mentioned at first that the computer wasn't turning on, and then you got a message that the battery, there was something wrong with the battery. So that would indicate that the computer did turn on. Is that correct?
It just did not power on. It just doesn't power on.
Okay. So I mean, if it's not powering on at all, then it could be the power supply. Could be the power supply. Could be the motherboard. There's several things it could be.
I mean, the computer is a year old.
Yeah, so if it's less than a year old, it would still be under warranty from the manufacturer. Typically,
if the battery going for the power supply, I guess I'm going to bring it into you and let put my diagnostic thing on it, check it out at the location. Or Robert, all this stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to. You're busy out working on computers.
Yeah. Well, the issue is, it would be good to have it checked out because you could buy a power supply and it may not be the power supply. You could buy a battery and it may not be the battery. I mean, I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, and come up with possible solutions, but we can actually in the shop replace, we can actually test and determine what's wrong with it. Now, if, like I said, if the computer's still under warranty, you could actually process a warranty repair with the manufacturer. Typically what that entails though, is that entails you sending your computer to them. It may come back without your data on it and without your programs and without your settings. So if you have data that's not backed up, you would want to back that up first. And you would have to do that. You would have to remove the hard drive from the computer, connect it to another working computer through some cables or an adapter, or bring it into us, and we could actually connected to our computer and back up your data just to make sure that, when it comes back, if it comes back without your files, if there's files on there that are important to you, you want to save those before sending them off to them. Or if it's not under warranty and you want us to do it, or some people just bring it to us to begin with because they don't want to send their computer off to the manufacturer and have it come back a month later. Or several weeks, however many weeks it takes, we can actually put it on the bench. We can tell you whether it's a power supply, whether it's a battery, whether it's a motherboard, and we can do this. We do this all the time, helping customers resolve their computer problems.
Ask another question. Brian,
yes.
That's another question. Okay, you remember that machine that you used to use and I used to use? Did the IBM took that over now? It looks like the IBM took it over.
Okay, I'm not understanding exactly what you're asking.
You know, program Ustream. Do you use that you bought?
Yes.
Ustream, you remember?
Yes, Ustream. Yes.
Yeah. Did the IBM take it over now? Well, it seems like I cannot get into that one. They download it and install it anymore. I want to go back to them. Because I'm live showing them, and not what I'm doing now with the people that I'm with. I mean...
Yeah, it's been a while since we've streamed with Ustream. We used to stream with Ustream. So I don't know exactly how the process works now. I know that they did as we were there, they were changing to where they had a paid service and they also had a free service. And with the free service, your videos would only stay there for about 30 days. And after that, they would get rid of them. We use Facebook now. A lot of people are using Facebook and also YouTube. And we're using software called OBS Studio to actually stream to Facebook. This is capable of streaming to YouTube. Some people are even streaming to multiple video streams simultaneously. So that's something that can happen. We can definitely help you though with getting Ustream set up or getting Facebook set up or YouTube streaming. One of the things though is that you can actually with YouTube and Facebook, you can stream directly from their browser, or you can use software like we're using. We're using, again, OBS Studio. And the reason we use this is we can switch between various video sources. We can choose different cameras. We can choose images and even my full screen. So there's different things that I can change in there to be able to display different angles on the cameras and so on and so forth. So that's just what can be done. It's one way to do things.
Right.
So a little bit more fancy. It does require some setup. It requires a little bit of work on that. But it's very functional.
Okay. Thank you very much. And keep on smiling.
All right. Yes. You keep smiling too, and keep playing that happy music.
Well, we have to get a good one, you know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Sylvia. Yeah, Sylvia. We go back way back with Sylvia. She plays a lot of German music, I believe, and music definitely from Europe. Hopefully I didn't get that wrong there, but the wrong country, but that's my recollection. And anyway, she streams that music for free. I think she even one time years and years ago was even on WCNO. We're kind of running out of time, but one of the things that we can do coming back next week, we can actually show you and we can show you how to get version history from Dropbox. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. I want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. Hey, we wished the mothers a happy Mother's Day a few weeks ago. It's only fitting that we should wish fathers a happy Father's Day. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Moving Beyond Racism to Establish Liberty and Justice for All, Part 2. Shouldn't all Black lives matter? In fact, shouldn't all lives matter? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.